Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are studying in Revelation Part 2. Our study today is Lesson 12, and this will include chapters 21 and 22. So let us begin our study today in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, that you gave your word to write, for John to write it down. We just praise your great name. And we thank you, Father, that you had it wrote down, that we today may understand and see the things of the past, the present, and the future. So let us come together in this last study of part two. And we ask you, Father, to give us the wisdom and knowledge to understand your truths, that we may glorify your name. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, looking back, as we always do in a review, we look back to chapter 1 through 3, where John saw Jesus and his message was given to John to write to the seven churches. And then in chapter 4 through chapter 16, John saw seals and trumpets and bowls. And then in chapter 17 through 20, John saw Babylon's judgment, a thousand-year reign, and the judgment of the dead. So today, our study will be about the Lamb's wife, the holy city, and the New Jerusalem. So we'll start in chapter 21, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. And we'll see what happens in this chapter, because this is the fourth experience that John, the scripture says that he was in the spirit. So starting with verse 1 of 21, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there'll no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." Then he said to me, "It's done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So here we're looking at a continuation of chapters 17 through 20. So we look at 17 through 20, and we know that the judgment of the great harlot came, and then the thousand-year reign, the millennial, and then heaven and earth fled away, and then there was judgment of the dead. And then this is where we are now in chapter 21. John saw a new heaven, earth, and Jerusalem. Because the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the scripture says there is no more sea, because God made all things new. The new Jerusalem comes down from God out of heaven as a bride, and God dwells with men. And we see in this that overcomers inherit these things. They're the ones who will conquer and will have this heritage. And the rest are in the lake of fire. So we want to look now at the verses that follow this, which are going to be, let's see, there'll be verse 9 through chapter 22:5. So we're going to see what the angel shows John. I'll read these verses. Then, starting with verse 9 of 21, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues came and spoke with me, John, saying, come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names were given on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, and 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west, and the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its wall. The city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as the width, and he measured the city with the rod. 1,500 miles, its length and width and height are equal. And he measured its wall 72 yards according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. Then in verse 18, we see the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like the clear glass. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth sapphire, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the city of the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw a temple. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of earth will bring their glory into it in the daytime, for there will be no night there. Its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and nothing unclean and no one who practice abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now then, this includes also Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5. So then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of the Lamb, of God of the Lamb, and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light or a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illuminate them, and they will reign forever and ever. Now, we see, as we read these verses, of the description of heaven, what it's like, because the angel shows John this last time that he's in the spirit. And it says he was carried away to a great and high mountain to see the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. And we, as we read those verses, we saw that detail in verses 1 through 8. And here we see that the Lord wants his servants to know about the future of the Lamb's bride. Now, as we've studied, who is the Lamb? We know that this is Jesus. And who is his bride? And his bride is the church. It is all believers. And so John was in the wilderness when he saw the harlot judgment. But he was taken here to a high mountain to see the wife of Christ, his bride. So there's such a wonderful description here in verses 11 through 27. So think about this, what God has prepared for us as his children, as believers. This huge, wonderful place called heaven. And the nations have access to the city. But this is only the righteous of the nations, not the unbelieving. So the only ones that will be there will be the believers and the righteous. And they receive healing from the leaves of the tree of life. And the nations are people other than Israel. That's what it's talking about here when it speaks of the nations. It's speaking of those believers that are other than the nation of Israel. So outside the city we see are unbelievers. So the lake of fire is outside of New Jerusalem. Now, we see also in these verses that the serpent was cursed for deceiving evil, and the ground was cursed because of Adam's sin. We learn this in the book of Genesis. And all creation longs for its release from futility or from slavery. So here in the New Jerusalem, there'll be no more curse because God makes all things new. Now, that's what we saw as we looked at 21, verse 9, through 22, verse 5. Now, let's go forward and look at chapter 22, verses 6 through 21. And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservant the things which must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said to me, 'Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of the book. Worship God.'" Now here in the next verses, we see the final message. "And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. The one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.'" Verse 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and immoral persons and the murderers and the adulterers and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life, from the holy city which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming quickly.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen." Now, God sent his angel to show his servants things which must soon take place. This is what the whole book of Revelation is about. It's about God sending his angel and having John write it down that we might know the things that are to take place in the future. Now, Revelation 22, verse 7 and verse 12 and 20 all say that he is coming quickly. And as we read chapter 1, of Revelation, verse 7, it says that he is coming with the clouds and that every eye will see him. So we have learned in our study that Revelation is about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his coming brings reward for every man and woman according to what he has done. Those who do wrong receive their reward, which is the lake of fire outside the city. And those who are righteous and holy receive their part in life and the holy city. So what is the invitation here in these verses, and what is the warning? We see there's both. The word come is used to call others to partake of life. And the Spirit who indwells all believers and the bride invite people to hear the word and to come. And the invitation is given so that others will heed this prophecy. Now, there's a very stern warning to those who add or take away from the words of the book of this prophecy. They receive the plagues, all the plagues that are mentioned, it says, which are written in this book. God will take away their part also in the tree of life and of the holy city. So, we as believers have come, we have accepted and believed upon the name of Jesus. And I pray as we go forward into part three of the book of Revelation that will start again, not immediately after this, but we will have a short period during the summer, a couple of months, June and July, and we will start back in the latter part of August, and we will be studying part three. And in this study, there will be a study pertaining to what we have previewed, what we have looked at as an overview. So please be in prayer and continue to pray for me, that God will use me and direct me through His Holy Spirit. There will be more details in these chapters that we have studied in the part three of Revelation. So please be patient and stay with us as we study in this next study. So we will close out today again in prayer. Father, we do thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Father, that you give us the opportunity that we don't have to hide. We don't have to be fearful as we study your word, as so many in other countries cannot openly read and study your word, because if they do, they are persecuted, put in jail, and even some are killed because of their study and their belief in your word. So let us not casually take things for granted when we have this opportunity, but let us give you thanks every day. And Father, may we not just hear your word and study it, but I just pray that we will heed your word, that we will take your word and divide it among all those that we come in contact with, that you will be glorified, Father. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.